But a pleasure to bring in Kerry Crowley. Kerry, of course, covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group, the San Jose Mercury Times, and everyone else, including his parents, Nancy Hayden Crowley and FX. And we welcome you and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, Marty. Great to hear you.
Great to see you. Did I get everybody? I hope I caught everybody
you
there.
You did. You caught just about everyone.
All right. Very good. Now, how did you spend the rain delay? That's my question.
Staring at the field and wondering what was wrong with the people who were looking at the forecast and thinking they could have possibly played a baseball game last night, Marty. I really do not know why we decided to wait 3 hours and a decision that could have taken 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Bruce Jenkins and I were just talking about it. And, you know, if as Henry wrote, and I guess he's correct, if the game ended 1-1, it would have been resumed today as a suspended game. Well, if the game ends 3-1 in the fifth inning, why can't the game continue the next day? Why do they make people sit there for 3 or 4 hours, freezing, hiding under the stands somewhere? I don't even know where they can hide under the stands. And then say, all right, now we're going to play 4 hours later. Why does baseball do that?
I think they really ought to look at that and examine why not. I mean, that makes a ton of sense. You've got teams that are coming out here to already play 9 innings on Sunday. You might as well just finish the first four. You're not going to exhaust relief pitchers. You can just pick up right where the game left off. It's a great idea. I have to imagine it has to do with ticket sales and letting fans into the ballpark and staffing it with security and all those issues. But, you know, it really is something that baseball should look at, because otherwise you've got fans waiting for 3 hours like some did last night at PNC Park for a game that just never had a hope of being played.
Yeah, and you can't do that to people. And again, Dwayne was describing, and Dwayne and I had a lot of fun over our 3.5 hours every 15 minutes talking. But, you know, he was describing people going over the bridge, leaving, and he thought there were maybe 100 people left in the park before they...
100's generous.
Yeah, before they called it, you know, after 3.5 hours. So, crazy night at the ballpark. And, you know, baseball is concerned about doing so many things, fan-wise, entertainment-wise, young people-wise, and all this stuff. This is one they should take a serious look at, the way they handle rain delays.
I totally agree, and it's not fair to the players either. I mean, you've got guys who are having to stay warm in the clubhouse, and, you know, if you're going to restart that game after 3 hours, it's not going to get going. The field's going to be prepared for an hour. You've got to have guys warm up again. Pitchers have to get loose. It's just a situation that really needs to be looked at much, much more closely.
All right. Now, your colleagues, no one could be grumpier than Henry Schulman. Right? He had to be throwing, like, popcorn at people or something.
Oh, you know, we were all commiserating together. Henry was not the only one who was upset with the way things went down last night.
No, he had to be the worst. And your other colleague, Alex, had to say, people, please, people, look, come on. This is rain, right? And he did it in one sentence. So you guys have fun, don't you?
We do. This is a tremendous beat to be a part of, Marty. I mean, you look at the different people who were involved: Henry, Alex, Andrew Baggerly, and Maria Gordata, who's been an excellent addition to the crew. We really enjoy getting to go out on the road, travel with each other, and experience the season together. You know, the mosaic comes together through 162 games, and one of us, and usually all of us, are at most of these games.
You know, it's funny. Kerry Crowley with us, 22 down, 8-14. Obviously, a lot of losses. And here's the lineup for today, and it's the same lineup. Parra, Panic have flipped 2-8. But this is basically your San Francisco Giants. You know, this is what you got.
Yeah, this is the Giants against a right-handed pitcher. You know, you look at them against lefties, you'll have Tyler Austin in there. But other than that, I mean, the only real changes they can make are Yanhervi Solarte playing in place of Joe Panic when they do face a lefty. Maybe you get Eric Kratz in there on some day games, although Buster Posey's catching all three games in a series for the first time this season this weekend. And, you know, a lot of fans want to see Pablo Sandoval in that lineup. There's just not really an everyday spot for him, because Belt's the best hitter on the team right now, and Longoria has been swinging the bat better late, and so you can't really get Pablo into these games until you go to Toronto and there's the designated hitter.
Yeah, I love the phrase swinging the bat better. The guy's still hitting 218. You know,
it's all relative with this team, Marty.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he is swinging the bat better, but I'd like to see two homers in a game and go, 11 for 17. You know, but it's not meant to be right now with this club. And, you know, they're not going to hit 206 all year. They're really not. And it's just it's going to bust open at some point. And the Giants are going to get, if they can maintain keeping the pitching the way it is, they can beat some people. It's going to happen. It's just a question of when.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I thought back to the first 60 games of last season in April and May. And 1 month, the Giants pitched lights out. They were extremely good with their starters, their relievers. They just couldn't hit at all. And that's what's happened right now. But then another month, I believe it was May, where they hit the ball really well, but no one could pitch. And it never quite synced up. They ended up 30-30 through those first 60 games, but that took a five-game win streak at the end there. They were 25-30. And, you know, that's kind of what's happened right now. You expect this pitching to regress a little bit, and you expect the hitting to get better. But for the Giants, you just hope it doesn't happen at a time where all of a sudden they start to hit and then they can't pitch.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. Kerry, have you talked to Bruce Bochy today already? Did he do his
We did.
What was the content today from Bochy?
Well, the Giants are expecting to face Vladimir Guerrero Jr. on Tuesday. Toronto hasn't made anything official with the top prospect in baseball, but San Francisco is preparing to play against Vlad Guerrero Jr. So we talked to Bochy a little bit about that and how he used to manage against his dad, how he managed against Fernando Tatis Jr.'s dad. You know, the Giants had Ronald Acuna Jr. in his home debut last year for the Braves. Cole Tucker hits the big home run yesterday, and Bochy knows his dad from time spent together in Melbourne, Florida. So, you know, just all these quirks of guys coming up, these electric top prospects, and getting their first crack at the big leagues against the Giants. That's what we talked to him about.
Yeah, Bochy, of course, this is his last time in Pittsburgh and his last time in Washington. He got kicked out of the game before, you know, anyone could say anything on the day game. But anyone doing anything acknowledging the fact that, this Hall of Fame to be manager is calling it quits after this year?
Well, you would certainly hope so. I mean, you've seen some of the tours that guys have gone on around baseball once they've announced their retirements. I remember David Ortiz had the big retirement tour. Mariano Rivera, everyone knew that he was coming out, and Derek Jeter as well. And you know, Bruce Bochy, he's been a pillar of this game for 25 years, 3 World Series titles. He's a lock for the Hall of Fame, yet Washington didn't do anything, and some of the Pittsburgh writers are skeptical that the Pirates will do anything. And so, you know, I think some of the teams down the line should reevaluate that. Maybe not Toronto because the Giants don't play them all the time, but you would certainly expect teams like the Dodgers and the Padres, when it comes down to the end of the season, to really do nice tributes.
I agree. I think that's 100%. I think the West. I think the West will do something in September. I think that's a very good observation. But yeah, there are some places, you know, the way baseball works today, you only go in there once. You know, once a year, and you don't have the connections as you used to have of going in at least twice, maybe 3 times into a city.
And what are the Pirates going to do? You know, flash highlights from the 2014 wild card game when the Giants won? I don't think their fans would be too thrilled with that. But, you know, it would be nice if they, you know, maybe sent over a bottle of wine or acknowledged Bochy before the game with just throwing him up on the scoreboard so that fans could give him an ovation because, you know, he deserves it. He's been such a significant figure in this game and has set the bar for managers for the last quarter century. And so you hope that some of these teams get that memo and you know, show that to their fan base because it's all part of growing the game.
Yeah, boy, I can send them. I can send the Pirates some Priest Ranch wines, and up in Yountville, they could go to the tasting room and get 2 free tastings, and at least give them that. Come on,
you can send that to me too, Marty.
Well, that we have for you. We have that for you. Believe me, we have that put away for you. So there's no problem with that. Well, it's off to Toronto. Rodriguez and Archer today. Crazy game yesterday. The base on balls to Reyes, I keep going back to that. If you don't walk him, you don't even face Tucker in that 5th inning. Duggar got a big hit to at least tie the game up with the rains coming. There were some parts of the game. What did you think of Holland yesterday?
You know, I actually thought that Holland Collins threw as well as he has all season yesterday, other than the two mistakes that he made. The Pirates made him pay. Kang and Tucker hitting those home runs on pitches that were over the heart of the plate. But other than that, he really lived on the edge. And I thought it was an encouraging start for Derek Holland. The numbers are what they are, but if you really watch closely to where he was trying to locate his pitches, the slider was good, I thought. And I think it was a start to build off of for him. He would have come back out for the sixth. And, you know, that's the type of start that the Giants are going to need. You know, you're going to give up runs in baseball. That's a fact of today's game. But you need to be able to locate on the corners, and that's what Holland was able to do for much of the day.
And he only gave up three runs in five innings. I mean, you know, they did lose 3-1, but if you score four, you win the game. You know, that's the difference.
Yeah, and maybe they do today against Archer. I mean, the only pitcher they've beat on this road trip is Steven Strasburg. The rest of the guys are you know, your journeymans, your veterans who really haven't had great careers, and the Giants have struggled against them, the Jeremy Hellickson's of the world. And, you know, they did struggle against Pat Corbin, but we talked yesterday how they never hit Pat Corbin. And maybe they break out of this against Archer.
Anything happening in Sacramento that you want to comment on? I saw Ray Black has got pronator strain. He's going to be out for a while. Anybody doing anything at Sacramento?
I mean, every time I look down at the Sacramento stat sheet, Mike Gerber's name just jumps off the page. And he had an outstanding spring, was acquired in the offseason from the Tigers organization on waivers, a Farhan type of a pickup. And I think we're going to see Michael Gerber up here at some point, Marty. Apparently he hit a double last night, robbed a home run in center field. And, you know, the Giants need that youth and energy and athleticism in the outfield, and it can't just be Duggar who's bringing it. They need someone else. And at some point, Mike Gerber seems to be the guy who's the logical next call-up.
Yeah, he could be. Hey, Kerry, great to have you with us, and have a safe trip to Toronto. Enjoy it. Have you been to Toronto before?
Never been to Toronto before. It's my second Canadian city. Vancouver I visited a few years ago, but I'm excited to see the Rogers Center.
Oh, terrific. Well, enjoy it. We'll follow you on Twitter as well, and have a good day today. Thanks, Kerry.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Always a pleasure to have him on. Time now to select today's hit of the week, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Good old Ken Cattell over there. And it's that noise of the collision that you never want to hear, but they can make it nice for you, at least to fix the car. Yesterday, a big hit. Steven Duggar at least tied the game up. You know, the Giants could have lost it 4.5, 1-0, but he did tie it up, and this is our hit.
Duggar waits the pitch. Swinging a line drive to the left field, a base hit. Wotis is going to wave in Pilar, and the left fielder Martin cannot hang on to it. Pilar scores, and this game is tied. Great at bat by the kid, Steven Duggar.
All right, and it was great at bat, and Dwayne described it perfectly. I had fun with Dwayne yesterday, I must say, during our 3.5-hour rain delay. Oh, goodness. And, Raf, the weather is good. Right?
It's great, Marty. Everything's moving towards Philly, and it looks like we're going to be on time.
Very good. All right. More coming up right after this.